Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's defense ministry says its first group of warplanes left Syria, a move that came a day after President Vladimir Putin announced he was withdrawing most of his forces following a 5.5-month operation.
При участии российских военных.
Speaking late Monday, the Russian leader said, with Russia's help, government forces in Syria have witnessed a dramatic turnaround in the fight against what he calls international terrorism. Damascus says it agreed with the move, saying it was a coordinated action. Syrian opposition spokesman Salim al-Meslet was more cautious in his reaction.
This, of course, will affect the side of the other side, will affect the regime. We see this on the ground, that Russians are not in Syria anymore. We want, you know, Russian people to be friends in Syria, but not really partners in killing the Syrians. It will be important if this decision is taken. It will be more important if Putin decide to really stand beside the Syrian people, not beside the dictator.
A reference to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, Syria's proximity talks have entered a second day in Geneva. Soldiers patrolling the empty beaches of the resort town of Grand Bassam in Ivory Coast a day after armed men launched an attack that killed 18, including 15 civilians and 3 soldiers. All 3 gunmen were killed.
Je vous demande donc à toutes.
Speaking on national television late Monday, Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara urged his countrymen not to cede to fear, but go on with their activities because security forces are in control. He declared 3 days of national mourning. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack, which targeted hotels. This is VOA News. An American member of the Islamic State has surrendered to Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq near the town of Sinjar. He's tentatively identified as Muhammad Jamal Qais of Virginia. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said he's aware of the reported surrender and had this message for any American who joins a terrorist group.
We had long recommended against travel to Syria by American citizens, point one. Point two, we've been very clear that if you go to fight for a terrorist organization, then you're a terrorist. And then you do that at your own peril. Because the one thing the United States has proven time and time again is that we're capable of and willing to go after threats to our country, and terrorism threats in particular, where and when we need to.
He said over the past several weeks there have been reports of increasing defection from IS. North Korea state-run media says leader Kim Jong-un has ordered tests of a nuclear warhead and ballistic missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads in a short time. The tests follow what was described as a successful simulation of an atmospheric reentry of a nuclear warhead. Such tests would be in defiance of numerous UN sanctions. The European Union has begun work on sanctions against those in Libya deemed obstructing an agreement on national unity. At a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels Monday, UN envoy Martin Kobler said there's an urgent need for action to end the country's chaos.
The situation is difficult. There are threats of terrorism. There is a dire economic situation and a social situation, security situation in the whole country. And it's very important to enter a new stage. That's why the Libyan political dialogue.
Reports indicate new EU sanctions, including a travel ban and asset freeze, would target the Speaker of the Eastern Libya administration and the head of the rival Tripoli-based General National Congress. An Italian father and his son, members of an anti-poaching group, were killed by a park ranger in a Zimbabwe wildlife park on Sunday. Rangers apparently mistook the pair for poachers and opened fire, killing both Claudio Chiarelli and his son Max. Emmanuel Fundera is chairman of the Zimbabwe Safari Operators Association.
Both Claudio and Max and another operator Francesco were in Manapu's area. Their role there was to collaborate with national parks and assist them against anti-poaching, which is gone fairly rampant in that particular area.
An investigation is underway. It was reported Monday the 2 park rangers were killed Saturday in what appeared to have been a coordinated attack by militia in Virgunga National Park in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The attack occurred Saturday, and it was announced on Monday. The Ethiopian-based Human Rights Council has accused the country's security forces of carrying out rights abuses during recent protests over a controversial boundary change. It says it has evidence of extrajudicial killing, torture, beatings, illegal detention, forced disappearances, and arson. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.